This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has picked California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to be his health secretary. This puts a defender of the Affordable Care Act in a leading role to oversee the Biden administration's coronavirus response. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra will be the first Latino to head the Department of Health and Human Services. It's a $1 trillion plus agency with 80,000 employees and a portfolio that includes drugs and vaccines, leading edge medical research, and health insurance programs covering more than 130 million Americans. Separately, Mr. Biden has picked a Harvard infectious disease expert, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, to head the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Top U.S. health officials told Americans on Sunday that they need to remain determined to protect themselves against the coronavirus, even as the first vaccines are likely to become available later this month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told the Fox News Sunday show, quote, "We need people to renew their commitment. Please wear a mask." He added that people should avoid crowds in bars, restaurants, and indoor settings. Azar said if a panel of experts at the Food and Drug Administration approves the vaccine made by Pfizer, health workers can be vaccinating patients within hours. Within hours, his phrase. U.S. authorities have decided that medical and emergency workers, as well as employees and residents of nursing homes, are the highest risk of contracting the infection and will be the first in line to be inoculated. Azar said that 30 million to 40 million doses of the vaccine will be available by the end of the year, with millions more doses to be manufactured by the first half of 2021. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of people protested and blocked traffic in central London on Sunday over Indian agricultural reforms that have triggered mass demonstrations in India. Police made 13 arrests over breaches of COVID regulations. A crowd of demonstrators converged on the Indian embassy located on a major artery in the center of the British capital, and groups marched around Trafalgar Square. Tens of thousands of farmers have protested in India against the three laws the government says are meant to overhaul antiquated procurement procedures and give growers more options to sell their produce. Farmers fear the legislation passed in September will eventually dismantle India's regulated markets and stop the government from buying wheat and rice at guaranteed prices, leaving them at the mercy of private buyers. Britain is home to a large Indian diaspora, and many Britons who trace their family roots to India are strongly engaged with news from the country. Britain and the European Union will make a last-ditch attempt to strike a post-Brexit trade deal this week, with probably just days left for negotiators to avoid a chaotic parting of ways at the end of the year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke over the weekend to get their teams back to the negotiating table after talks stalled on three thorny issues. They are to speak again Monday evening in the hope that by then, stubborn differences will have narrowed over issues such as fishing rights in British waters, fair competition, and ways to solve future debates. Scattered violence marred Cameroon's first election to appoint regional councils on Sunday. One voter was killed by separatist insurgents in the English-speaking Northwest region. President Paul Biya hopes the vote will appease critics who say he has long neglected the Central African country's 10 regions and end a four-year separatist insurgency in the West, which has become the greatest threat to his nearly 40-year rule. Opponents say the vote offers only the semblance of regional autonomy. They say officials voting in the election are overwhelmingly supporters of the president and will help enforce his will on the regions. And Venezuelans voted Sunday in legislative elections to set to tighten President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power and further weaken his U.S.-backed opposition rival Juan Guaido. Guaido is leading a boycott of the polls. He calls them a fraud. The boycott by the main opposition parties meant there was no doubt of victory for Maduro's ruling Socialist Party, giving it control of an expanded 227-seat National Assembly. It's the only institution not already in Socialist Party hands. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.